are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Peer Players and the most recent production, we've got Matt McQuistion and Charisse Blanchette.
Charisse,
there we go. Also known as Mrs. Blanchette in the English department, I hear.
Yes.
But the current production, which tonight is preview night, is The Crucible. Tell us a little bit about this play.
The Crucible is written by Arthur Miller in 1953, and it was during the Red Scare. And he was one of the famous writers who was accused of being a communist. And the hysteria and the, you know, calling out of everyone at that time is what inspired him to, you know, parallel that with the Salem Witch Trials. And he decided to write a play about it. And he wrote The Crucible. And it is, you know, tells the story of the witch hunts and the mass hysteria of accusations and everything that went on in Salem in, you know, the late 1600s. So a
very kind of a heavy kind of subject. This is obviously a drama.
Oh, yes.
And but a really, really well-written play. And you were saying that a lot of the high schoolers read this as part of the curriculum too, so it'll be nice for them if they come on out to see it, you know, kind of live and in front of them.
Yeah, it's one thing that we think is pretty unique and pretty cool is that The Crucible is part of our 11th grade English curriculum, and so we, you know, all of our students at Riggs who are 11th and 12th graders have all read it in the past, and actually one of our board members has decided to sponsor, one of the Peer Players board members has decided to sponsor tickets for any high school student who wishes to attend the play. So that, anyone who is interested can call, and you still have to call and reserve which night you want to go and stuff like that. But then the tickets will be there available for you.
Yeah, what a great opportunity that is. That's awesome.
That's neat.
So Matt, let's talk about your character in this film. In the play, but a little different, kind of out of character for you from it sounds like what we were talking about.
Oh yeah. That's like I was telling you, I definitely get to use my voice this time. He is John Proc. I am John Proctor. Charisse plays my plays my lovely wife Elizabeth Proctor. And if you know her, then you know she looks as sweet as pie. And I definitely have to raise my voice a good number of times. It's John Proctor is definitely a hard salt of the earth kind of guy, and it's tough shoes to step into for sure.
Absolutely, and that's the great thing about doing this. You're kind of stretching yourself when it comes to stepping into this character.
That's entirely fair. Yeah,
it is. We have some pretty heated arguments with some archaic language. So. Oh, yeah.
The vernacular has definitely been tough. Yes. It's been a tricky one because it's not verbatim per se. Like if you're not jumping right back into the late 1600s, but there's a lot of getcha gons and just
some different phrases you probably don't normally use in everyday life.
Normally, yeah.
But it looks like the rehearsals have been going well, and you're going to be, of course, the preview night is tonight, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. But you kick things off on Friday night.
Yep, that is correct. Opening night is Friday night. We do a Saturday night show as well. For those of you that aren't big creatures of the night, we have our Sunday matinee, 2:00 on that, and then run the whole thing back starting Thursday of next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Fantastic. And I know Matt has done a few before. Charisse, is this a first time for you, or have you done some in the past with the players?
No, this is brand new for me.
Okay.
Besides the, you know, wonderful performances I give in front of my students, I guess.
So you had a little bit of practice at least.
Yes.
How has the experience been for you so far?
You know, it has been a really neat opportunity to, you know, get to know people that I really haven't known at all. And I think that our directors have done a good job of putting us each in roles that they thought, you know, fit us pretty well. Mm-hmm. And that's been a good challenge for me and it's been some late nights, I'll tell you that,
yeah,
of rehearsal, but it has been a really neat experience.
That is great. And it all comes together. Of course, we invite folks tonight. The preview night is $5.
$5 at the door. Pick your seat.
Fantastic. And then on Friday and through the weekend and the next week, you're going all out.
Off to the races.
And folks can get their tickets for those dates as well at the box office. You can get them the night of, but can you call ahead and reserve your tickets as well?
Yes.
Absolutely. We encourage it.
Yep. And to call, you can visit our Facebook page at Peer Players and peerplayers.com, or you can call 224-7826 to reserve your ticket. And like I said, you need to, tell them which show you want to go to and what's available and stuff, and that's about it.
It's going to be a busy time at the Grand Opera House, and we invite everybody to come out. It's going to be a great production. I know everybody's been working hard, so thank you for stopping in this morning and sharing a little bit with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very
much. Always nice to have you here. So there's Matt McQuistion and Carice Blanchett joining us this morning here from the Peer Players as the Crucible is ready to go tonight, preview night, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and next week, Thursday through Saturday. Go enjoy the production at the Grand Opera House. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adams.